Decisions, Decisions. By Rookwood. Image. Nigel Farage on the march to leave, 23rd of March 2019. I recently composed an article where I posited that unless there was some kind of rapprochement between the Conservatives and the Brexit Party, there was a considerable risk that this would usher in a new age of politics, be it Labour, Liberal Democrats or a coalition of both. That article is now in the circular filing cabinet, having been overtaken by the events of the past 72 hours. The election chaos will no doubt continue up until, and indeed past the 12th of December, as there is a lot to be resolved before any semblance of order surfaces, if in fact it actually ever does. My apologies are thereby submitted in advance as to what is written here, like the material of many of my fellow commentators, that it may well be overtaken by history. In such circumstances, it is best to lay down a snapshot of where we are at, and possibly suggest a few immediate outcomes. If one is really brave, they might try and suggest where we will end up in 10 or 20 years' time. Being the awkward Gus that I am, instead I will take a brief sampling from the current zeitgeist, look backward a bit, and immediately move on to where we are headed unless something major changes. Personally, while I understand the anger of those who feel betrayed by the BXP withdrawing so many candidates and effectively becoming a satellite of the Tory party, we must ask a strategic question. What was NF meant to do when the Remain alliance was announced? Such tactics border on gerrymandering, effectively conspiring to deprive the electorate of their choice, no matter how likely or unlikely their ex will be recognized. Like the office of the whip, this is the consolidation of power, a gentleman's agreement, more often than not with strings attached. In the face of such a threat, I really cannot think of a more rational response than choosing to bring the fight to the marginal outposts of the Remain camp, rather than wasting time and resources on those that will, in all honesty, be subsumed by a Conservative victory, no matter how meager. All the BXP has at its disposal is a modicum of national goodwill. It does not have the deep network of connections that the traditional Conservative Party has, nor indeed the Labour Party. Being the new kid on the block, while it tears the traditional parties a new sphincter when it comes to refreshing the poisoned waters in the chalice of politics, it has no real roots. On that basis, like UKIP, to the average voter, it will always be the party of protest. While many would wish for it, realistically, the BXP has little chance of breaking the stranglehold of two-party politics. A few BXP seats would be a major accomplishment, a government an electoral miracle. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, albeit always late to the party and indeed many funerals. If NF had taken some different decisions after 2016 and continued to lead and grow UKIP, for instance, the Brexit conundrum would have a very different form from what it has now. Instead of the shallow agreements we have now, we might have explored such taboo subjects as the dissolution of NATO, to be replaced with an EU PESCO force, and the further integration of African nations into the Union. And let us not forget 2022, when the full weight of political and economic union will hit the UK with consequences that will open the eyes of the most ardent Remainer. Sadly, we are left debating the pros and cons of a deal nobody really wants, arguing amongst ourselves whether Boris or Nigel is the true face of Brexit. I am going to make myself very unpopular here, and no doubt my card will be marked for what I am going to say by the establishment outside this forum, but I care not. It is the truth as far as I can tell, having read and researched extensively the whole EU and globalist agenda since the mid-90s. As I see it, we are so deeply culturally, legally, politically, financially and indeed spiritually tied to the European project, there is no way on God's green earth they are ever going to let us go. The best we will manage is a token separation, where we still tug our national forelock while bowing ever deeper in spent humility. As a passionate Brexiteer, I am, like our beloved nation, conflicted. This is the last position I wish to find myself in. The reality is we have come to a point where us Brexiteers will be looked upon as scum, to be dispatched as the political dissidents and rebels we are. The only other alternative is that we resist. And the cost of that resistance will not be cheap. Depending on how the playbook unfolds, we are looking at mass arrests of the politically outspoken to a choice between taking the mark or going to the gulag. If you think I am exaggerating, look up the transhumanism agenda of Zoltanist Van or what is happening in Sweden where workers are implanted with microchips to replace cash cards and ID passes. Far from encouraging freedom, the EU wishes to concentrate state and technological control over the individual, while expanding its credibility globally. I hope and pray that we will get out of this mess, but sometimes it is difficult to see exactly how. As a nation, we have clearly been wrapped in a Gordian knot that only bold and decisive action will separate. There is enough commercial fodder in a clean Brexit to royally fund the legal profession for the next 25 years at least. The problem is the political and the practical. No political will, and almost zero understanding of where we are realistically at. The stone was rolled away in 2016, and the low life that inhabited beneath the cover of lies have scattered. We are now entering a new generation of politics, where tribalism and identity are at the forefront, rather than idealism or belief. And this transformation, from what history tells us, inevitably ends in bloodshed. Irrespective of the outcome mid-December, I can guarantee that the politician will become more pervasive in your life. When the political stakes are high, what is important is detailing the most unimportant and insignificant details of your subject. When the polls are no longer accurate, as individuals don't trust the system anymore, such inquiries from our masters are to be expected. I firmly believe we are entering a new age of politics, and it isn't going to be all hugging rabbits and planting trees. Which is why, rather than focus on the NF versus BJ argument, I am taking the long view. No matter the outcome, both will have their hands tied, and if you think I am exaggerating here, look at President Trump. Much more will be disclosed, but equally, a lot more will be hidden amidst the fog of this war. What matters is not so much if you vote BXP or Conservative, but if you believe as an individual you ultimately report to something more important and eternal than the state. I suggest you grab some popcorn, cherish those close to you and sit back and watch the action up until the 12th. In the febrile fight to gain control of the agenda, there will be many more casualties and more revelations. Copyright Rookwood 2019.